Okay, POL, just testing this idea of that actually Pio and his then eventually found beloved lady are not only an Aina, and this is a secret not to be told to anyone until the grand plot twist. So rather what happens is that Aina comes then after Oni enters, and she finally takes a long time because she is warned, you know, you shouldn't get in there, it's dangerous for you. And so someone protects her by saying a mantra or whatever, you know, that you can be in there but you won't get entangled, you will be a little on this side. Fine. So she becomes a girl who is autistic, and then there is this guy who's just a very humble, invisible soul, really, who just appears from another part of the world in this Krishna temple, and he is just a background figure all the way through our thing here, where Pio is more taking a leading position and so on. Little bit more Kshatriya-ish. So then, in the end, then it... Because that... unsung hero guy and girl, because he gets it together with the autistic girl, and they don't have any place to live, they don't have anything, they are just kicked out and driven away, and the ones in the temple just says it's their karma, you know, bad karma. Neophyte understanding of the philosophy. But then in the end it appears that it is those who are only an Aina, not as we thought, Pio and his lady, who are then in fact. And don't tell anyone, but just in case I drop down next moment. The more royal looking couple that came riding there in the beginning and who bowed to Oni and Aina, and indeed our Pio, he bows to that insignificant Brahmana and his beloved one, who he can understand are that same couple, and they all came here to that strange shadow land unbeknownst to each other, or the couples having gone through a similar thing, looking for their beloved one and learning about love, and then learning that simple, uncomplicated, completely natural love that simple couple have between each other. Wow, this is good.